This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. Got a great show planned for you this week. We're going to talk a little bit about the Canadian truckers. We're going to talk a little bit about the media. We're going to talk about a surprise, and that has to do with Biden, his cognitive abilities, and who his running mate, Big Al, believes is going to be in the next election. And then we're going to talk a little bit about Ukraine and Russia. Jimmy, let's start out with the truckers. That whole situation has proven to me that Trudeau really, really is a fascist. What are your comments, bud?
Yeah, I believe that what he is doing right now in order to attempt to intimidate and silence peaceful protesters that are really tired of what his government, what the Trudeau Canadian government has done, is showing his true colors. People are beginning to realize that these people are, these globalists, the people that are silencing and been using these COVID lockdowns,
right,
the mandates, the vaccine mandates, that they've been using them for political control. And it's beginning to frail. And I think that the response from the Trudeau government and the Ford government in Ottawa is actually proving to the rest of the world that, in fact, all of this, this entire thing, is based on false information and control.
Yeah. Well, I think we've proven that pretty much throughout the course of the show over the last few years. I would make one comment on that, though, and that is with the Omicron virus, with the direction that the new cases of COVID are going all around the country, I think that this thing is going to become very controllable very soon. And if I were to guess, I would say that the mask mandate is probably going to go away. It's already gone away in some states, three specifically, but I think you're going to see within probably the next, certainly no more than 30 days, the mask mandate will go away.
Well, when you say three states, you're saying three Democratic states that have had the mask mandates. There are many states out there, actually the majority of states, that have never had those types of lockdowns. You just don't hear about it.
I understand.
Only what, you know, the attacks by the administration on Florida and Texas were the two public events because they were very politically motivated.
Right, right.
And what we're seeing right now, this is what proves that Trudeau and his liberal colleagues, which is really a minority government in Ottawa, in Canada, they ordered the police to start to confiscate fuel from the truckers in the dead of winter. When these truckers, and some of them have families living there, are staying warm and surviving by the fuel. Well, that lasted for a day or two when a judge ordered that that was illegal and had to return the fuel back to the truckers. It turns out that the police, according to reports and people on the ground there, when the police returned the fuel, a lot of them had contaminated it. The next thing the police did was start to take firewood from people that were in the convoys, that were out there in the protests, in order to stay warm. The cops were taking the firewood so they would be cold and have to leave. And now you're seeing Trudeau government discuss using federal powers to stop the protest. And the most important thing that as Americans we need to understand is that this administration, the Biden regime, is now recommending and coordinating with the Trudeau regime to use federal powers to end the convoy, to end the truckers' protest, to silence them. Remember, this is after the Democrats and Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and every one of the Democratic leaders encouraged the burning and looting of cities in America and all over the world for Black Lives Matter protests,
right,
that allowed Antifa and the CHOP and the CHAZ in Seattle and numerous deaths and violence and over $2 billion worth of damage. Where the Democrats and these leaders encouraged that, These peaceful protesters right now in Canada, they're saying enough is enough, are being silenced and using every tool in the book to try to silence them and take away their support.
Well,
and that is absolutely clear tyrannical authoritarian rule to protect themselves.
Hear me, what Trudeau has really done America a big favor, and I'm going to tell you what that is. The situation with the truckers, and I'm going to be talking about that on a weekend special today, actually, with a Canadian. But let me tell you, the situation with the truckers is showing, proving that the Premier of Canada, Trudeau, is a fascist. There is no question about it. He firmly believes that the government is correct and the government needs to tell people what to do. And that's exactly the technique that he is taking in terms of the truckers in Ottawa.
Yes, and the Biden regime is right along with it, as well as many Democrat progressive governors around the country. So we are seeing the pushback. I think they're starting to realize that they pushed it too far, but the typical response from authoritarian is to crack down harder to protect their power. Yep. We will see very clearly what happens very soon. Now, one other thing that, you know, really has to be mentioned. So, you know, the truckers raised 10 million Canadian, about 7
right.
million U.S. dollars in a matter of days with the GoFundMe site. And, of course, the Canadian government got involved, and GoFundMe said, okay, we're going to stop. We are not going to give that money to the truckers. 10 million Canadian dollars, $7 million. They would give it to other charities of GoFundMe's choice. And of course, the backlash was significant. A number of states' attorneys general around the United States said, hey, this is illegal, that's corruption, that's violence. So GoFundMe actually said, okay, we're going to just refund the money back to the individuals.
Right.
Another company, Give and Go, stepped in and said, no, we'll raise money for them and we'll do that. And they raised about 8 million U.S. Or 5 million U.S., 8 million Canadian, something along those lines, very rapidly in a matter of a few days. And the Canadian government now has made that criminal and said they're going to confiscate that money from an American company. That company is fighting back and saying, you have absolutely no right to do that. But again, the heavy-handed methods that these administrations are willing to go in order to silence voices of opinions they don't want in order to protect their interests, their political lies, their abuse of individual choice and freedom, and this, and the basically ignoring the constitutions and the charters of our great nations, is beginning to push back, and we're going to see what happens. I think the Biden administration is going to have to back down or get tougher. The Trudeau is going to have to actually crack down, which would be absolutely incredibly embarrassing,
yep.
really raise a stink, or in fact, he's going to have to, the truckers are going to win this. And I'm praying that they win it. And I'm praying the rest of the world begins to open up. The facts are becoming too clear that this entire thing has been.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question, Jimmy, that the truckers are going to win this in Canada. Yeah, because society is on their side. Fascism, whenever you start telling people in a free country, and the United States is a free country, theoretically, and theoretically Canada is a free country, when the government starts to tell citizens of a free country what they have to do, the people are going to stand up. I have been saying for as long as we've been doing this show, which is a lot of years now, I've been saying that I have faith in the American people. Well, Jimmy, I also have a tremendous amount of faith, I have to tell you, in the Canadian people. Our countries did not get to be great because we were not independent. Our countries did not get to be great because we didn't turn in, most of us didn't turn into successful entrepreneurs. And the fact of the matter is, when somebody like Justin Trudeau comes in, and even Joe Biden, when they come in and tell us, or under the auspices of these leaders, the government comes in and tells us what we have to do, there's going to be a huge pushback. And the huge pushback has been very, very effectively summarized. The point has been very, very effectively made by the Canadian truckers, and as a point of fact, it's actually winning big time. I would predict, and we'll talk about this again later on in the show, that the same thing is going to happen in the United States in terms of the lockdowns and the masking up. Stick around, you guys. We're going to be right back.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back, continuing on with KER Politics. Jim and I are now going to discuss the media. You know, the media has been a thorn in a lot of people's side for many, many years now. false information, et cetera, is getting to be a very bit of common terminology when it comes to the media. I mean, what would you expect? The media is big business. All of the representatives of the media represent big business. They don't want nationalism. They want what I would, I guess, call worldism. Carlos Slim wants that. He owns the New York Times. Jeff Bezos owns the Washington Post. He certainly wants it. There's no question about that. Jimmy, comments?
Yeah, so it continues. ABC, Disney, you know, the amount of control they have in order to get into the Chinese markets. NBC, clearly right now with the Olympics and how much they're willing to sacrifice integrity in order to cover up for the Chinese authoritarian, tyrannical regime that has complete control over its population, while committing genocide against Uyghurs in Xinjiang province. And of course, we've got people in our corporate media that are actually wanting money so badly that they're willing to sacrifice that, and they will not offend. The same with Microsoft and the Bill Gates and the entire tech industry. They're willing to sacrifice all of their integrity in order to ensure that they don't offend the Chinese so they can continue to get into an authoritarian governance market. And, you know, the things that they've been spinning right now, they are beginning to, it's beginning to fail and collapse on them very clearly, especially if you look at what happened to CNN over the last couple of months.
CNN has been a disaster over the last couple of months, so we've been talking about that on the show on our daily editorials. By the way, anyone who's listening to this program on one of the 20-some-odd stations that carry it, do listen to our daily editorials. They are podcasts. You can hear them all at kereport.com.
Yep, and go to the politics button for
exactly.
us specifically.
Exactly.
Yeah. So let's talk about what they've done and what's happening. So, you know, this does not just equate to the media, but when, you know, from a military perspective, we always look in the planning is what is the most important, what we call the center of gravity, what carries forward your enemy and allows them to continue, and how can you address and basically attack that center of gravity so that that enemy will collapse? Well, right now, the center of gravity for progressivism and the communist complete attempts to socialize and potentially, you know, Marxist ideology to take over the United States is being driven by corporate media. And it's not really to get socialism. What it's to get is corporate authoritarianism for control. And the things that they've done and the things that they've said that have been proven false, you know, over this COVID crisis are beginning to come back and haunt them. But not only is it affecting the credibility of media and organizations like CNN, but it's actually affecting the credibility of the U.S. government, because the government has responded to the media's accusations or claims, and of course the government attempts to use the media to sell their propaganda. And now these major corporations have become actually voices of state media, something that you would see in Pravda in the former Soviet Union. It's very disturbing.
Yeah.
Very, very disturbing.
You know, when you talk about the media, one comment I have to interject here is you look at CNN, for an example. CNN, because of the moral values of many of their stars, many of their really key players, really CNN is losing a tremendous amount of credibility, no question about that.
And audience. They've lost
about
90% of their audience over the last year. And that comes because of things like Jeffrey Toobin being caught on camera in a conference call with his peers at the Atlantic, pleasuring himself.
Right.
And then CNN keeps him on. Then you get Chris Cuomo, who completely supported his brother, and it turns out was orchestrating information in order to protect his brother, Andrew Cuomo, who's governor of New York, to avoid sexual allegations.
Right.
Then you've got Jeff Zucker and the actually director, the president of CNN, who was involved in this relationship that probably had a lot more to do with supporting Andrew Cuomo and Chris Cuomo than anything else. But, you know, that credibility is one thing, you know, just the failure of their stars. Don Lemon being on trial right now for sexual assault of a guy in a bar in the Hamptons. These things are awful. Two senior CNN producers, one of them is Jake Tapper's producer, arrested and charged with not only with child abuse. And, you know, this is, there's some incestuous and crazy things to protect each other over at CNN that are falling apart. But most importantly, they perpetuated the lies that COVID didn't come from a lab. Okay, that looks like that's complete turnaround. Masks work. No, they don't work. Now they don't, you know, they... It's just the confusion. Vaccines will save us all. It turns out that's a lie. You know, there's so many things that they continue to perpetuate that are falling apart. So not only is their personalities falling rapidly, but also what they've said is being proven to be false. And that's just, it's just really unfortunate. You know, MSNBC is on their way, should be following in the soon after with some of the people they've hired. And the fact that Rachel Maddow is now doing some movie or something like that and off, and she was really the only thing that was carrying them at all. So it'll be interesting to see how they turn out.
Well, you know, when it comes to the moral question of people like Rachel Maddow, et cetera, I don't want to comment on that. All I want to do is say it's, you know, go to your Bible, read in the Old Testament and the New Testament what the Lord says about her actions. I'm not a judge, and so I can't really speak to that other than I know the Lord is eventually going to judge her. You know, it's
My position has always been, you know what? Like, we do have free will, thank you, God, and we can live the way we choose to. Don't force me to accept it, and don't force me to make me think that somehow that's all right, and then tell me I'm wrong because I don't agree with you. And that's what we're seeing right now in America.
Oh, no, exactly, exactly. And that's what I meant to say. You know, I'm 78 years old, Jimmy, and I got to tell you, oftentimes the things that I mean to say are somehow they don't come out the right way, but that's exactly what I meant to say. I'm not a judge. I'm not a jury. I'm simply turning everything over to the Lord. Jimmy, we have exactly 40 seconds left yet. Why don't you wrap up this segment?
Yeah, so what we're seeing right now is the credibility of corporate media is beginning to be to fail, and that is actually directly affects the Biden regime and the responsible entities there in Washington and our federal government, its credibility as well, because they've depended on them. So it'll be interesting to see where we go from now. But if I said many times, Joe Biden's not getting healthier and the media is not getting better right now. So I think it's going to be pretty damning few months coming, especially with some of the other challenges that they're facing right now.
And we're going to talk about it in the next segment. Next segment, we're going to talk about Biden and Clinton. Stick around right after the commercial break. Jimmy and I'll be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is set to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Saturday. This as a Russia invasion of Ukraine could be imminent.
We encourage all American citizens who remain in Ukraine to depart immediately. We want to be crystal clear on this point. Any American in Ukraine should leave as soon as possible, and in any event, in the next 24 to 48 hours.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan also calling it an urgent situation. The White House says President Biden is on the side of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, and they've been talking about the ongoing blockade of key bridges and crossings between the United States and Canada. The White House adding that Trudeau promised quick action to enforce laws and restore the open passage of crossing between the two countries. USA Radio News. The black nationalist accused of running over and killing six people during a Christmas parade in Wisconsin is pleading not guilty. Daryl Brooks Jr. entering his plea to all 77 charges he's facing in connection with the November attack in Waukesha. Included in those 77 charges are six homicide counts, over 60 counts of reckless endangerment, and other charges. Brooks would spend the rest of his life in prison if convicted of one homicide charge. He'll be in court again on March 11th. NASA is showing off two photos from the new James Webb Space Telescope that launched last Christmas. The photos are indicators that the telescope is operational and set to begin its mission. The initial exercise included the telescope taking more than 1,500 photos, which provided reportedly stunning photos. Webb is meant to see deeper into space and in better detail than any previous telescope. USA Radio News.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. KER Politics is back here to make a rather surprising prediction. We made this once before, probably about a month ago. Hillary Clinton is going to make a major announcement next week at a Democratic convention in New York. My prediction is she is going to step in and be Joe Biden's running mate. Any comments on that, Jimmy?
Well, I think she's going to try to position herself for a 2024 presidential run.
Right.
And I think it'll be a test, you know, a little bit of a test effort. I think what she realizes is the divide in the Democratic Party. I mean, they've pushed so hard. You've got the progressives and then the more moderate moderate Democrats that
right.
are beginning to realize how much dangerous all these policies have been to their party. It could mean the end of their party if they continue down this road. So I think she's going to try to be the savior.
I don't think it's going to be the end of the party. I think she's going to run on a platform. If she tries to run by herself, or with a running mate, obviously somebody other than Joe, I think it's going to be somewhere along the lines of we got to get back to basics. We've got to get back to true democratic principles. And I think the country would support that.
Yeah, maybe, but they're not going to support her. I mean, it's basically, in my view, Hillary Clinton has been proven as a liar. She's not trusted, but she is trusted within the Democratic circles, especially the elite Democratic circles. And they really have very few options right now of well-respected within the party number. So I think it's interesting. The biggest reason is because Biden is failing. He's mentally failing. He is policy-wise failing. He is indecisive, and many of his, you know, advisors are so far to the left, they're giving him some pretty bad advice. And it's beginning to really undermine the credibility of not only the federal government, but as well as most of the Democratic Party. And I think they're seeing it in the polls. Republicans are favored. There has been a 15-point swing in the polls away from Democrats toward Republicans, as people identifying as Republicans. That is huge in 1 year. There's many, many indicators that they're going to have a very serious problem in this midterm election. And I think she's positioning herself. I think Hillary Clinton is positioning herself to maybe step in as a vice presidential support to replace Kamala Harris in some way. And then from there, Biden either withdraws early from the presidency or doesn't run again, and she runs as an incumbent position. That's what I would predict if she's going to step into it at all.
I'm with you 100%, Jeremy. I'm with you 100% on that. I actually have read quite a bit about the Clinton family. Hillary Clinton is very, very aggressive. She's not a particularly likable individual, I have to say. But I think where the country is today, a Biden-Clinton ticket could win it. I don't think that we as conservatives have an alternative, an effective alternative. I know you're going to disagree with me. I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Well, so I don't think that Biden on any ticket is going to win anything ever again. I think he's done with politics. So I don't think that's a possibility. Right now with polling, Trump beats Biden by about 10 points in most polls, 8 to 10 points. Donald Trump is still vibrant. He's still out there. He's doing rallies. He's gaining a tremendous amount of support. And as we get more information about what happened in November 2020 with videotapes and, you know, all kinds of evidence coming out, the trust and faith and confidence in the Democrats and in Joe Biden is going to be less. And the trust and faith in Republicans who were called conspiracy theorists is going to increase. And especially if, in fact, there was a lot of fraud, because that really proves that Joe Biden did not have the foundation of support that he has campaigned and said he had. So that makes it a very difficult political position for him to be in. Ron DeSantis, I think there's a lot of Republicans out there. Ted Cruz, Ron DeSantis, Josh Hawley, Kristi Noem, here from South Carolina with Nikki Haley. I think there are a lot of really talented Republicans that could capture the 2024 election, and likely will, in my view.
I hope they do for all of our sakes, but I want to say this. I don't know. I really don't know. I've got a lot of faith in the American people, and as I said earlier back in segment one, I have a lot of faith in the Canadian people. It's going to be harder and harder and harder to what I have to, and then maybe this could bode ill for Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton. I don't know. But the fact of the matter is, it's going to be harder and harder and harder to win elections on nothing but fluff.
American. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
I agree with you. And here's the key. I'll go back to that statement I made in the last segment. You know, the center of gravity for what people think or believe is based on our media perceptions. With the faith and confidence in big corporate media, 90% of our media is beginning to decline and being shown that they're look, the Democratic governors that are dropping the mask mandates and the children are screaming happily in school, and it's all over the internet now. They realize Americans are fed up with it. 2 years, 2 weeks to bend the curve, and now we're 2 years into it. They're done with this, and they know who put them into these positions. And as much as Hakeem Jeffries and the House whip in the Democratic Party attempts to say that, oh, Joe Biden did this, no, he didn't. More people have died under him with the vaccine. The vaccines aren't working. There are many, many issues out there that people are starting to wake up to, say, wait, I've been tricked. And when people are tricked, they get angry. And that's what you're beginning to see. The only way that they can continue to rule is with manipulation, fear, intimidation, and cooperation with propaganda. So as the propaganda ability fades, with the mainstream media, it's going to be very, very difficult to continue down this road, especially with the economy and the border issues that we're facing right now and the global issues that we're facing.
Well, we're facing huge global issues right now. There's no question about that. I mean, the border is totally out of control. Not the Canadian border, but of course the border with Mexico is totally out of control. And I think that could be the straw that breaks the camel's back for the Republicans in the upcoming major election, for lack of better terms. I really do. A lot of the progressives are saying, oh, let's, you know, we got to be home to everybody, just let them come in, blah, blah, blah. But they don't understand that the rule of law is one of the things that has made America great. The rule of law and the character of the American people have made us great. And with what's going on the border down in Mexico right now, that's a spit in the face of the rule of law, and that's not going to work.
Yeah, and the administration, the Biden administration, has continued to preach issues like vaccine mandates in spite of courts, the Supreme Court overturning some of those statements. They're continuing to push border issues in spite of local and federal law that says, hey, you can't allow these people to continue to come across without deporting them. They are doing so many things that they just ignore the existing law in America. The only way they continue down this road is if they can somehow convince people, and they have to convince people through the media spin. The unfortunate part about it is our corporate entities that actually continue to support them, because look, they know they want a pliable, amenable leadership that will bend to their will. And that's the sad part of it right now. And Americans really are starting to suffer with the inflation, with the violence and the crime from the defund the police efforts. A lot of these things are coming right back to Americans, and they're saying, wait a second, this is hurting me at home. Something is wrong here. And when they look at what's happening up in Ottawa with the truckers, very positive, but then you're hearing the media actually call it an insurrection.
Exactly. And that's what you can exactly. Do. A lot of people are doing that. Jimmy, we've got to take a real quick commercial break here. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back. We're going to talk about a problem that hasn't gone away, and that's called Russia and the Ukraine. That's a major situation. Be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hey, welcome back here to Wrap Up KER Politics. Going to talk about a major problem on the horizon that hasn't really come to fruition yet, but it very possibly still could, and that's called Russia and the Ukraine. You know, going all the way back to Catherine the Great, the West has been a problem for Russia. They don't have any real, what I would call, major national borders to the West, and that's one of the reasons I believe that Putin is very, very concerned about what's going on in the Ukraine. Jimmy, take it away.
Yeah, so, you know, as I've talked about on some of our weekly podcasts and daily podcasts, Russia is very concerned about continuing to support the Black Sea Fleet. They're very concerned about NATO expansion. NATO expansion in Ukraine would be a very problematic situation for their view of national security for basically a kleptocracy. They took the Crimea in 2014, and the Obama-Biden administration sat there and watched them do it because they wanted the Black Sea Fleet, the only year-round warm weather port that they have. Now they're trying to get through eastern Ukraine to ensure they have a line of communication and logistics support to be able to get to the Crimea and that area. And of course, with NATO expansion, that would put that at risk. They look at things very, just, you know, like a chess game, very seriously. And this problem is becoming worse because of failed actions by our current administration, our current regime. You know, Joe Biden has publicly basically invited the Russians, said, well, if you take a small piece, it won't be a problem. He said that 2 weeks ago in a press conference. The White House had to spin it very rapidly to say, oh, no, that's not what we meant. There'll be repercussions. But then again, he's saying it's going to happen, but, you know, it probably won't hurt anything. And then he says, okay, the first report, White House said, you know, we're going to move troops into our neighbor countries to reinforce them, our NATO countries. And then they've actually got U.S. troops training in Ukraine. We weren't going to put troops there, but now they are. And then the announcement was that some of those troops would help evacuate American citizens. And now Joe Biden has come out last night and said that, no, they wouldn't help evacuate American citizens. How would you do that, he said. So, you know, there's a lot of confusion. We know very clearly from what happened over the summer in Afghanistan that this administration is incapable of making rapid decisions based on sound policy and sound military actions. And, of course, the Russians are lapping it up as they've got now nearly 140,000 troops between on the Belarus border and on the Russian border to Ukraine, in eastern Ukraine. This can get very ugly very rapidly, and I'm not confident that anybody would be able to manage this well.
Well, I think the Russians could probably manage it well if they wanted to. I guess the question is, trying to somewhat get inside Putin's brain, you think he's going to do that, or do you think he's going to take another tact? I know that Americans and Europeans are not going to understand the problems that the Russians face in terms of mental and physical invasions from the West. So I think regardless if Putin goes in and really tries to put the boots to Ukraine, I think world opinion is going to be very, very strongly against him. Any comments?
Well, I think that Western opinion will be strong against them. U.S., Canadian, possibly, certainly the EU right now, but possibly a few other countries. But China is laughing. China is laughing. The Iranians are laughing. Other actors out there that really want to see the United States in a bind and want to see Russia have more power to balance out against the United States. And to undermine U.S. power and confidence. I think that's exactly what we're seeing right now. Putin is being emboldened by mistakes and, failed, public stance by both NATO and the United States. And, of course, probably being emboldened by support for China and some of the other regional partners like Iran. The Biden administration just unfroze, if you will, $29 billion in Iranian assets. That's, unbelievable to me. And then they drop sanctions so that European countries could go ahead and trade with them as an incentive to get back into the Iran nuclear deal. An Iran nuclear deal that was crafted in 2015 that was grossly flawed with the inability to review and check military sites for nuclear development and only guaranteed for 10 years that the Iranians would not build a weapon. Well, we're 7 years into it.
Yeah.
So this is a real problem. You combine the relationship with Russia, Iran, and of course the Chinese. You've got a serious problem right now with almost like pre-World War I, actions of power, and
right,
where great powers made huge mistakes that created World War I.
Well, the difference between now and then, going back to what, 1915, 1914, 1912, the difference is they didn't have atomic weapons at that time. I don't think you're going to see another world war as we know it. I think the world war that's going on right now, China is eating our lunch. Anything that they would gain by a war is now being gained by them 100%.
The Chinese, I don't think, want to go to war.
No,
there's
why should they?
There's a possibility that they would want to take Taiwan in a military action, but I agree with you. They're taking advantage and they're laughing because more people are dependent on them than ever before. They've got a growing military power. They do have some internal problems, but they really, really are looking at this in a Machiavellian sense of whatever it takes for us to come out victorious. Because, again, it's not democratic rule. They're not responsive to the population. They're responsive to their own party interests, that very small group of people that run the entire 1.4 billion people. Same with the Putin regime. The Putin regime right now is only responding to the people that are paying him off in his kleptocracy of Russia right now, which, unfortunately, looks like the same similar actions in Canada with the Trudeau government and Biden, who's kind of ignoring the population.
Well, exactly. There's no question about that. The Russians they don't have the mental, I don't want to say mental ability. I want to say they don't have the personalities that Americans or Canadians do. Americans and Canadians are really, really front and center for freedom. And that is what is going to be the downfall, in my opinion, of the progressives who are supporting the mandates, the lockdowns, et cetera, et cetera. We as a nation aren't of that mentality, and we as a nation are going to beat that, Jimmy, and it's already happening right now.
I think I'm praying that it is. I am shocked at how many people have not stood up over the last 2 years and how quiet and reserved many people were and how many just kind of followed the lies and didn't
right.
allow. But it goes back to that question we had in the second segment. What information were they getting? They were getting information controlled by the media that was actually supporting state-sponsored issues that were actually being supported by corporate entities and interests
right.
for
right.
payoff. And so, you know, as the freedom of programs like this and of other internet opportunities and people out there like with you know live streaming from Ottawa, you're seeing the truth on the ground that these are honest, innocent people in truckers that just want to live their lives.
Right.
You're seeing schools in the United States where in school boards, parents are saying, "This is enough. You are torturing my children."
Right.
You're seeing this around the world, and they can't control it. The tech companies are trying to control it. The corporate entities are trying to control it. The government's trying to control it, but they can't control it because it's uncontrollable. And again, every authoritarian is to respond to these types of issues tries to clamp down, and that's when you know you've lost democracy. I hear so many arguments out of CNN and MSNBC pundits and news, quote, journalists say things that, oh, the trucker convoy is a threat to democracy. Oh, people protesting vax mandates or mask mandates are a threat to democracy. No, those are actually legitimate protests. They're not like George Floyd, a convicted felon who stuck a gun in a woman's belly, who has died on fentanyl because a cop held him too long. It's not the same. And that was not worth burning down America for. And now they're saying we've got to stop these legitimate protests from people complaining about government overreach and forcing you to take medical experimentation before even, you know, these things, we even know the long-term effects of them.
Right.
Something's very wrong right now.
There's something very wrong, but it's going to change very soon, in my opinion. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll come to the end of our show. Thank you very much for being with us. Do check out our site. Join our blog. We have huge, huge response on our blog. See you next week. Thank you very much.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guest by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492.
That's 800-509-4492.